I've been playing since I've been 15 years old, which is
A long time.
37 years ago.
Right.
So we've been playing. There's always been a strong tradition of basketball in Enniscorthy, and we played up all along. And then there was a club there and run by Seamus Whitney and Breedon Nolan for years. And then we got to a stage where it kind of died off when everybody went off to college. And we resurrected the club about 8 years ago. There were six of us, and there's a strong interest in basketball out there, and we're finding it hard to keep everybody involved, to be honest.
Sure. And you mentioned that there is this history of the sport in Enniscorthy. So, how far back does that go, or do you remember the first time you saw basketball in the town?
There was basketball in the town even before I started. I'd say you're definitely talking about 40 years ago, even there was basketball. Even in the old Strawberry Fair down the Abbey Square, there used to be a basketball tournament every year. It was sort of companies used to have the ESB and Herbie Murphy's and all companies like that playing basketball. And it was down in the middle of the square as part of the Strawberry Fair.
And for you then, Neil, it's kind of been a tough few years there. I know you got back going after, I think it was the first lockdown. There's so many of them now, it's hard to keep track, but I think you had to shut down after a week. Was that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So we literally only started back up when, unfortunately, we had to close down again. So that's well over a year ago now at this stage.
And then how tough has it been to try get people back interested in it during this kind of pandemic time?
It's actually not been difficult at all. We've kind of kept in touch with a lot of the members through Facebook. So there's been huge interest during the shutdown, during the COVID. Kids are constantly asking, when are we coming back? And when we kind of made an announcement to say we were coming back, we actually got a huge increase in interest. We have up to 90 new members that are interested in coming back to us. So there's a huge interest at the moment.
Which is great to see as well, because I know the last couple of weeks you've got a bit of good news as well. You finally have a venue for the club, somewhere you can call your own, a base really. That's going to be in the vocational college. So, Pat, how did that come about?
Well, it was really down to Jim Byrne. We had approached all the schools in the town before. During COVID, there was a reluctance on especially the schools to allow people into their gym. And we got the AstroTurf and we had that for a week and then we had to close down. And we were booked in to go back to the AstroTurf, but it turned into the vaccination centre. So that kind of ruled that out for us. And Jim just contacted the caretaker of the vocational school and they said they would consider it and put it forward to the board of management. And they came back then to us about 2 weeks ago saying that we could have the court. And it was a great news for us all because we were really panicking at this stage.
And then for the last couple of weeks, then, had you been meeting up outside? Was there any kind of outside basketball that you could do, particularly during the times when we couldn't go inside with sport?
Well, we have a kind of a reluctance to, well, the weather in Ireland doesn't
Yeah.
really allow for outdoor, but we would have reluctance because an outdoor court, if you fall or on a tarmac, it's not a nice experience. So,
No.
and for insurance reasons and stuff, we prefer just to play indoors.
Sure. And Neil, Pat mentioned there that, this has kind of been an 8 year thing for the last little while. And, the club has kind of been reborn. So it's good to see that it is starting to get this interest back in it, particularly since it has been such a tough few years there.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's great. And as I said, look, we seem to have huge interest. And in fact, we've had contact from Wexford and from Gorey, from people there that are interested in trying to get a club going as well. They seem to have big numbers as well, anywhere between 40 and 60 people interested. So that's kind of a first for the county to have Gorey and Wexford Town interested in start getting something started.
Why do you think there is a renewed interest in it? Is this, are we starting to get a look into the American side of things? Do you think that, NBA is starting to have an impact on young people here? Or what is it that's leading to this kind of boom?
I think, to be honest, a big thing is The Last Dance with Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
That was on Netflix. It seemed to generate huge interest. And then, of course, you've LeBron James with the Space Jam remake movie coming out as well. And obviously then Sky Sports and the various sports networks that show the NBA. In fairness, the kids that come up, a lot of they all talk about the NBA. A lot of them do, you know. So I'd say a lot of interest is generated through that.
And Pat, I know you're kind of looking for a few volunteers to get involved with coaching and the likes as well. So who are you looking for and how can they get involved?
We put the word out on Facebook, and we have actually received 3 or 4 people who are interested in coming up to help us. We do say that basketball experience is not really necessary, because we will show people what to do and we'll bring them along. It's just really to have bodies on the ground, because, as I say, before COVID, we had 81 members and we're expecting at least 50 of them to come back. Since COVID started, I have a list of 90 people that are interested in coming up and playing basketball. To cater for that numbers, we do need a lot of help as such, because there is only the 4 of us at the moment. We especially, we're a mixed club, and up until we lost the only female coach we had about a year before COVID, so we were especially looking for female volunteers, as it is a mixed club.
And Neil, you were saying there that you're kind of looking to make this a kind of a county-wide thing. So, you know, is there many people from Wexford, Gorey that are trying to get involved now at the minute, and they're kind of finding that they need their own clubs too?
I got a lot of messages from people in Wexford saying it's a pity there wasn't a club in Wexford, and the same in Gorey. And in the last month, I put out the word looking for people who are interested in helping out in the club in Wexford, and I got a lot of interest now. And there's a lot of people who with basketball experience, and I set up a WhatsApp group for everybody, and we've had our first meeting. And they're having their second meeting now in next week. But the club is really, it's starting to grow down there. They have at least 100 people wanting to play basketball.
Wow, okay.
And they have a venue now, and they hope to start playing before the end of November, which will be great for us, because we never could join a league, because the closest league to us was the Midlands League, and we didn't have... The four of us together didn't have enough time to be able to enter teams into a league like that. So if we could get Wexford going, and I have also contacted people in Gorey, but just can't seem to get the interest in Gorey. I haven't got the word out as well as I could. So hopefully maybe if people hear this now and know that we're looking for volunteers in Gorey that would be interested in starting up a club, and we would give them every assistance. And there's also a club in New Ross. So if we had the 4 teams in the county, or 4 clubs in the county, it would be great for us, because we could set up our own little mini league.
That's the thing, I suppose, because you need somebody to play against as well. You know, hopefully you don't have to travel all the way up to the Midlands to just look for a bit of competition. Even if you had something in our own county here, get a few rivalries going, you know, town versus town. And, you know, that'll get more interest in the sport as well.
Yeah, no, it'd be fantastic for the county. And it's something we've never had before, because, you know, when myself and Pat were younger, we regularly travelled to Kilkenny or Waterford to play in our leagues. And in fact, we used to play our home matches in Waterford when we initially started, because we had no facilities in town there.
And listen, if anybody does want to get involved, where can they find more information, or, you know, sort of get in touch with you guys?
If you look up Enniscorthy Basketball Club on Facebook, or Wexford they have their own Facebook page now for Wexford Basketball Club. So they can look that up and they can contact us through that. My number is 087-652-3209. And you can contact me for the Enniscorthy Club especially. But also what I really want as well now is to try and get volunteers in Gorey to try and get a club going up there. And if they contact me, because I have 3 or 4 already, but not enough to get a club going.
Perfect. So we're into November now. When do you think we'll start seeing, you know, training sessions and matches and that kind of thing?
So we have we're back this weekend for our first session. So we're kind of hoping if Wexford can get up and running, hopefully early in the new year, we could start organizing some kind of games for the kids.